joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We had the Good Fortune Show last week, and now it's a Joyful Manifestation Show, followed by the Good Fortune Show again the next week. We are live today, and I would like to know how everybody's doing. It's been a great week for me personally, and I'm hoping it's the same for you. Either way, to observe where we are and then to plan where we want to be is so important. To observe where we are and to plan where we want to be. That is the power that the divine has given us as humans. That is our power. P-O-W-E-R. I would also like to add, it's our right, our basic human right. You know how they talk about this right and that right and constitution and blah, 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 and how everybody has a right to this and a right to that. But the most basic right is our right to decide how our life is going to be. Forget all the causes. Forget every cause in the world. Some of them are valid and some of them not valid, but still, your basic right to decide how you want to live, what kind of life you want, it makes it personal to you. So, in the show, we're saying we want to deal with the individual and not the society and country as a whole. We're concerned with the individual. We're concerned about you and what you experience in your life. So, no matter what your country is going through, what society is going through, we personally don't care. We just are concerned about you, the listener. Each individual listener is precious. You know that little story, right? And I don't know if I can recount it properly. It's about the starfish that got washed up on the beach. And was it a child that rescued the starfish and put it back into the water? I don't remember the story properly, so excuse me for any wrong information, but what I could remember is that I think a parent or somebody asked the child, like, what about all the other starfishes? This is just one starfish. And then the child was saying, well, it matters to this one starfish. It matters to this starfish. So no matter if my recounting of this tale is not okay or accurate, but the main thing is it matters to that one starfish. So it matters to that one listener who's listening to the show. And right from the beginning, when I started the Joyful Manifestation Show, I was always concerned about that one listener to whom it would make a difference. Of course, it feels great, right? The more number of people who are listening, it always feels great, but that's just my ego, right? But if one person is listening and that one person is you, and if it makes a difference to you, however small, then my work is done. I'm happy because you're listening and it makes a difference to you, the one starfish. And so what matters is not all the causes in the world, but what matters is your right, your basic right to decide how you want to lead your life, where you want to be in a few days from now, few weeks, few months, few years. Where do you want to be? And you chart out your path. You know, all these movies, Marvel movies, about everybody saving the world and people are going in this spaceship and that spaceship, and Iron Man is busy whizzing around in his suit, iron suit. All of them are concerned and charting out their path. All of these superheroes, but they're all charting out their paths to save other people. And so their path is decided by who they want to save and where they're going. So that's their route or route, as they say. But all you have to chart out is your path to where you are going. So are you going to Australia? Are you going to settle down in Australia? Are you going to Europe? Are you going to Asia? Where are you going? What are you doing? And that's what really matters, is where you're going, what you're doing, where you're going to be next year. Are you planning on moving? Are you planning on getting into a new relationship? Are you planning on widening your experiences? All of these things matter to you. And we are concerned with your basic right to decide how you want to lead your life. That's it. Nothing else. You know how they say, right? There are people, even if the country is not doing so well, people leave a country and they go to another country. They're not sitting in that country trying to save that country. They're planning where they want to be. You know, I'm going to be going to this country. This country is not doing too well. I'm going to this country or that country, and I'm going to do better there. I understand that the environment there is much better for us to prosper. And so that's where I'm going. And I'm studying how that country is and what I will gain from that. Of course, this is completely opposite to don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I understand it's completely opposite to that, but that's fine. You know, all truths can coexist. It's not that one thing is true and the other thing does not become true or is untrue. So where we are concerned in the show is where you're going, what you're going to do, how's your relationship, how is your money, how is everything for you. We want you to prosper, the single starfish. And if you're happy, we're happy. That's just how it is. And so then we're concerned with the joyful manifestation energy, because how much easier it is to be able to maintain one's own happiness and one's own bubble and bubble of comfortable and luxurious existence. It's easier to maintain your own than to ensure that every other person is fine. And so the reasons we are stating these things is because, remember, this is a joyful manifestation show. And we want to create the environment that is necessary for you to joyfully manifest. And if you're so concerned about every Tom, Dick, and Harry, then how are you going to maintain your joyful bubble? And this is the way you maintain it. You maintain your joy. And if you're fine, you're happy. Now, if people do want to think on a very social country level, then okay, then I would say if each individual is fine, the country is fine, correct? As each person attains their joy, no matter if they're in their own bubble, but as each person decides to take responsibility for his own joy, then a lot of individuals do that, and then the country is fine. So either way, any way that you look at it, individual happiness is essential. And so if your joyful bubble contains the oxygen necessary, correct? Even on moon, when they go there, they have their own bubble. And in that, there is a flow of oxygen. So that individual in that bubble, in that moon outfit, which has oxygen necessary for this person, that individual is going to be fine in his moon suit, space suit. And so the same way, if your bubble, your aura, your energy aura is filled with amazing, joyful energy, aka oxygen, but you know, good, clear, pure oxygen, free of toxic emotional toxins and toxins from society, and then what happens is you will be fine in your spacesuit, in your bubble. And then, like I said, for those people who are like, oh my God, she's only concerned about the individual, she doesn't care about the country. Well, if each individual is fine, the country is going to be fine at some point, correct? So it works either way. But right now, we're talking about your individual happiness, and your energy bubble needs to be healthy and happy and full of joyful manifestation energy. And then what happens is, when you're in this energy bubble and it's full of joyful manifestation energy, then a single thought from you is enough to manifest whatever you want. For those who know about the soul, the spark inside, the spark is part of God, right? And so then, if God can think and it happens, then the spark can think and it can happen. The spark, when it thinks, well, it should happen, but like a light bulb that is dirty from the outside, how can the spark be seen? It's seen either very dull or not at all. And so your spark in your body, for it to manifest well, so that when it has a great original thought, it can happen instantaneously. But if the aura, which you can think of as a glass, right, oh, that covers the bulb glass that covers the little spark, well, if that's dirty and there are emotional pollutants, imprints in the aura, then how is the soul spark inside going to get its manifestation work done? Hence, your energy bubble needs to be clean, squeaky clean, amazingly clean, bright and shiny, full of joyful manifestation energy, so that your soul spark, when it thinks, the thinker, you must have heard of this, you know, there is a thinker. Who is the thinker? You know, all those philosophical debates. Who is a thinker? Is it me, the body? Or is it someone else inside me? So the thinker inside, when he or she thinks, it should happen immediately. Like, for example, why would a God spark be born and then imagine a really bad life for itself? Why would it imagine all relationships failing, nothing happening properly? Why would it? Why would it imagine poverty and all these kind of really dreadful things that happen in the world? Why would it? It's a spark of God. It knows it controls everything, all the universes. It has everything going in proper order. Then why would it imagine bad for itself? And if you are that spark, or if you have that spark within you, why would it imagine bad for you? No, it's still going to want to manifest good, but the energy field is clouded with negativity and anti-good thoughts. And so the manifestation gets blocked. You know how in the psychic world they say, oh, this is blocked, that is blocked, this is blocked. I feel a block. I feel this is blocked. Well, it's true. It's completely true, because all energy pathways need to be free of blocks for energy to flow through these paths. If all the doors are blocked, how is money going to come in? Money energy, that's external. It has to come in to you. But if the soul spark wants money for itself and wants to lead a luxurious life, but if paths in the energy field are blocked, then how is it going to come? So the soul spark is going to be thinking, oh, I want so much money, I manifest money, and it waves its hand, right? The etheric hand, spiritual hand, it waves it, and it's like with a wand, and oh, I want money, and but the money paths are blocked. And so it's very important that each individual listening today knows that their energy field needs to be squeaky clean. You go in for chakra cleaning, that's fine. Do whatever you need to do. But remember that whatever you connect to is what is going to happen. So you want to make sure that whoever's cleaning your chakras is in a good position herself. No point going to like a very bad manifester for a chakra cleaning, and then they clean your chakras, and then their energy is putting their belief system into you. You need to make sure that whoever you're dealing with has a good life, is in a position to manifest good, and brings to you the wealth that their energy carries. So you're basically connecting to somebody else, and yes, they cut off all the cords, I know that, but you know these cords rejoin all the time. The cord cutting, must have heard of it. But these cords grow back so fast. It's like you have to constantly keep cutting them. So that's why you need to connect to people right at the offset, right at the start, to good people. People who, even after they cut your cords, after cleaning, right? After a Reiki session or a pranic healing session or chakra clearing session, crystal cleaning, crystal healing, whatever, all of these things, hypnotherapy, NLP, EFT, all of these techniques, when they do these techniques, the healer herself or himself has to be in a good place. Because even after they cut the cords, the client is going to think of the healer at some point, and then, you know, these cords grow back and connections happen again, and then you don't want to be pulling in all kinds of negative energy just because the healer knows his job, but he himself is not having a great time in life. Of course, you know, if you really need one, then you need to go where you need to go. But if you have time, then you can at least look at who you are going to be working with and make sure that, oh, this person is having a good work ethics, and maybe a good business mind, good manifestation techniques, has a good life going. Not that you can research everything, but sometimes you can get a feel, correct? And then there are some people, healers, who are busy crying about their own problems. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this healing on you, but my life is crap. I'm having poverty issues. Cancel, I am not. But, you know, when they say that, and then it's like, oh my God, why am I with you then? What if I connect you without knowing later on? I don't want your issues in my aura. So I'm just saying, when you're planning these healing sessions, just because it's cheap, somebody's giving you a huge discount, doesn't mean that that's the best thing. So you kind of investigate just a little bit, get a feel of the healer, and then go for it, and then make sure that the healer is in a good place, himself, herself, and is able to manifest good for you too. Because, like it or not, when the cords are cut, we do reconnect to people, right? We think of them, and then it gets reconnected, and then we're getting energy doses from people. So your energy bubble is busy receiving from others. And, you know, you need to make sure that the people that you're connected to and thinking about are in a good place themselves. And then, you know, of course, there are people who say, oh, you can put up a shield and that can protect you. But I don't know how many people are really efficient at putting up bright shields. You know how they say, I'm going to put up a shield of white light around me. I'm like, where's the white light? So some people are good and effective. They put up effective shields that can cut them off and protect their bubble. But I'm not sure about everybody. So I would say, unless you're very confident of your ability to put up shields around you, you need to first find out if the healers who are working on you, healers, teachers, coaches, come, you know, all of the whole group, that they are fine themselves. And that you're not connecting to people after your session, even after they cut the cords, and then receiving negativity in any form. Your energy bubble needs to be completely, completely in a good place and needs to be filled with positive, joyful manifestation energy. We are stepping into money manifestation now, work and career. We will take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight. Gandhi, are you for the Joyful Manifestation Show? Welcome back. Here on the show, we talk about all things manifestation. Anything that you feel could be useful for you in knowing that some of these things could be very basic and some of these things could be hi-fi. Still, it all helps. Every little bit helps. Because remember, we said you are the one charting your life to how you want to be, how you want your life to be. What amazing life experience you want. And when we work on our life and we take responsibility for our own energy, and then we can stop blaming everything and everybody. Because when we do that, then we become victims. correct? We become victims and they succeed, right? When somebody is not very nice, and when they affect you, then they succeed. They don't succeed as long as you're not affected. As long as you don't get affected by what other people do, the negativity, they do not succeed. They only succeed when you allow it to affect you. And you carry your victory within you. You carry your amazing ability of going forward and succeeding in life within you. I was watching this episode and episodes of this great king who liked a lot of women. So he kind of married a whole bunch of them. These were many centuries ago, and he married a whole bunch of them, and yet he couldn't give his heart to anybody. And then he finally meets somebody, and he gets entangled with her, and she could challenge him while other people couldn't challenge him. Not that she openly challenged him, because, you know, he's a king. But in her own little way, she did. And then he ended up finding his heart. She was his heart, and he ended up having true love after that. So he could be a king. He could be a king and have many women in his life. But then he had to meet his soulmate, his real soulmate, and she's the one who could give him the experience of being in love with a soulmate. He had a lot of money, of course. So his money vibe was really good. And, you know, with his money vibe, which was excellent, he could literally buy over the kingdom that this woman was the princess of and obtain her. So, yes, he did buy her. He bought her in marriage. Because he had so much money, he could do that. He was having some power, a lot of power. Not that he forced her or anything, but there was some political negotiations going on, and then he got her as wife. So money does help. Money does help everywhere. It helps in love also. Of course, you know, he had to win her over. That was different. That's when he experienced love. He could buy the marriage, but he couldn't buy her love. For that, he had to himself work on his thoughts and beliefs. And then they found love with each other, true, real love. That was his soulmate. But money does help. And, you know, for the king who had a lot of money in his aura, he could literally attract whatever he wanted. And the situations happened such that he got this woman into his life. So having money power, even though for some people this might seem like a very transaction kind of oriented love situation, but initially it was just a transaction for him. He had to find love. But his money helped him at least start the process. Money is useful in every life area. And after that, of course, if somebody abuses their money, that's different, right? And after he, let's say, bought her over in marriage, if he was mean to her and if he was not good to her, then he wouldn't even find love. So then the whole thing would be wasted. But it did open up a path for him. So knowing the importance of money and understanding that, oh my God, money is really, really important in my life because it opens up vast opportunities. I'm not saying everybody should go and buy a marriage for themselves. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, this is an example of a king who had the money. He could buy himself a marriage, but he still had to win her. And that we can talk about in soulmate manifestation, but right now we're talking about the importance of money and how important money can be for various things. And if you put aside this example, and then you say, okay, what else can I buy for money, even if I'm not buying a marriage, which I'm not really advising anybody to do, but what else can I buy with money? Understanding the importance of money and wearing the crown of money is what I call it. The king wore his crown. It was a crown made of money, gold, jewels. But speaking of money, so he had money all around him. He had money over his head, literally. And so understanding that, you know what? We have a crown of money. This crown is made of money. This crown is meant for me. God gave me this crown. And having the basic right. Okay, in the Constitution, I don't think they talk about crowns, money crowns, but or your right to a crown of money, correct? Nobody's really talking about these things. Oh, you deserve a crown of money and this is your basic right. I wish they did, but they don't. They're busy thinking of, you know, the country and the whole thing. But notwithstanding, it's not that I've read the Constitution, so if there is any such thing in the Constitution, forgive me because I haven't read it. But I'm just saying that, or I don't know it. But what I'm saying is, like, nobody's really concerned if you have a crown of money. But you need to be concerned that you deserve that crown of money. And nobody has a right on it or to it. It's your crown. You deserve it. And that's what we're trying to impart to you today. We're concerned about the individual. We're concerned about you. You. And we want you to realize right now, in this moment, you deserve a crown made of money. So this basically means that you understand you're rich. It means that you understand that you deserve money. And that you are a princess and you deserve or you have a crown of money. The Princess Diaries movies, remember? She was an awkward American teenager. Bad hair and glasses and everything. And then she finds out she is actually a princess of some other kingdom, Genovia? Was it Genovia? So if it's not Genovia, again, excuse me, but I kind of faintly remember something like that. So then she discovers she's a princess. She has her own crown. Now just imagine, they write these stories, correct? And they want to make one person a princess. And that one person is going to be somebody else. But what if you know that you're the princess and you have a crown of money and you deserve that crown? Like the king knew he's a king. And the princess in the Princess Diaries found out she was a princess. And then she started to wear her crown and be entitled. So what if you know that you're a princess or a prince and you deserve to have a crown of money? So then what happens is you wear the crown yourself. And your eyes are observing the world from the place of wearing a crown of money, made of gold and other precious gems, of course. And do you know what happens? After that, you have to accept. You know how they say, oh, you got to accept the bad things. No, you have to accept that you're amazing. You need to accept that you're that prince or princess, that you have this crown of money. And it's not going to go away because it's your crown. It's just not going to go away. Nobody can take it from you. And then you accept the fact that you're very, very rich and amazingly wealthy. And as you accept this, the law of attraction brings more to you, more to you, more to you, gives you evidence of that reality. But first, you need to accept that, oh my God, this is mine, my crown, single starfish. It's your right, your basic right, to be fine and to do exceedingly well in your life. And to view everything from this eyes, from this perspective, and do not give your crown away. It's not to be given to anybody else. It's yours to wear. And of course, you know, your brothers and sisters, they're going to be your brothers and sisters, and your parents, they're all going to be king and queen and co-princess and prince and all that stuff. So you're actually helping them by realizing your own crown and claiming it. You claim your crown, and then you wear this crown of money. Your aura is full of money. And all the money in the world is now directed at you, to you. And you kind of understand that nobody takes away your crown. We don't have to fight for a crown. I'm not saying, oh, everybody has to go out and fight for the crown. This is something that you take joyfully as a gift. You accept it from the universe because the universe wants to give it to you. You know, there's a lot of grace, and we gracefully accept our crown today. We can actually see it as an affirmation. We gracefully accept our crown today. And a fictitious Jane, if you bring her in, she would say, I, fictitious Jane, gracefully accept my crown of money today. And then you are in the place of acceptance, but this is a good acceptance. Something where you deserve the best and you accept that you deserve the best. So, you know, again, I'm saying, you know how they say, oh, you need to accept this. You need to accept that fact. You need to accept that most of the people in the world are poor. You need to accept that there's climatic condition changing, changes happening in the world. You need to accept that there is no water supplies. You need to accept that your irrigation system is down to 2 times a week. You need to accept this. You need to accept that. No, I'm saying, why don't you accept the good? Accept that you're amazing. Accept that this crown of money belongs to you, and that you're wearing this crown, and that you accept this as a truth. And so we use acceptance in a nice way, and we accept the best for ourselves. We accept it. Yes, I'm accepting it. Oh, are you forcing a crown of money on me? Yes, then I accept it. Thank you so much. And we in the show are forcing a crown of money onto you. You're take it, take it, take it. Keep it. This is your crown. Don't give it to anybody. You deserve to prosper. You deserve to be in the best situation ever. You deserve to have the best career. You deserve to have extremely large amounts of money in the bank. And we're forcing you here. Take it, take it, take it. And then you say, okay, I accept it. Thank you so much. And then don't give it away. Keep it. And remember, all your siblings and your parents, they're also going to be prince and princesses, right? Kings and queens and princes. So they're all going to gain from this because you're related by blood to them. So then your family is basically a royal family, and it accepts all of these great things. Your energy bubble is full of all of this great wealth, and you're going to attract more. That's what the law of attraction will bring to you. What is it? For those who have, they shall be given more. For those who have, they shall be given more. For those who already have, they shall be given even more. So then, you know how they accept things about, oh, sin and punishment? Why not accept the best parts of all religions and the spiritual texts? For those who have, they shall be given more. Again, excuse my sentence formations if they're not accurate. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. For those who have, they shall be given more. Then why not accept these wise words? Accept the good. Accept what God, divinity, wants to give you, because God is divine and wants to give the best. And then we accept it. Again, God is whoever, whatever you think it is, and not what we think it is. So it includes the all. The all is God. So the universe wants to give you a lot, and today you're going to accept your money crown. I hope you want to accept it. If not, immediately, at least think about it. And start your journey already towards vast sums of money. Start your journey already towards vast sums of money. Do not think that, oh my God, you know, if I have money, there are so many people in the world who have money and they're really evil. It's their choice to have money and be evil, but you could make another choice. You could have money and be good. You could be a good person. It all depends on you. You're the individual who is going to make his fortune. So it's your goodness, basically. So we are today handing over a crown of money to you, and we hope you accept it. Of course, we can catch up on this next week in the Good Fortune Show. But in the meantime, we're stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We will be taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love and sex.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. How amazing it is. How amazing it is to talk good things. How amazing it is to contemplate good things. How amazing it is to process good things. How amazing it is to hear good words. Good, good, good. there's a reason they made this, they came up with this word good. It explains everything of a positive, happy, good vibration, high vibration nature, the word good. Why would they come up with this word if there wasn't something that is good, which is the opposite of bad? So in this world of dualities, you have good and you have bad, dark and light, rich and poor, beautiful and not so beautiful. These dualities do exist, but it's up to us to choose what we want, where we want to go. That's where your skill lies. And no one can force anything else on you that you don't allow. That you don't allow. You are the person who can say no. You know how they say, right? Say no to cigarettes, say no to drugs, say no to alcohol. If you're going to be driving, say no to alcohol, correct? So then if that's the case, then saying no to the things that are not going to be good for you and saying yes to the things that are going to be good for you. So saying yes to good and no to bad. Of course, you know, everybody's definition of good and bad differs, but there are some very basic things in the world. Yes, if you have a lot of money, it's good. It's great. Yes, if your face is kind of formed in this particular way, then it's good. It's great. Yes, if you maintain a great body weight, then that's great. Yes, if you eat better vegetables and fruits, that's great, correct? So there are some basic things which everybody knows is great for them and good for them, and then choosing where one wants to go. And in love, you know, the king that we were talking about with the crown of money? Well, with his crown of money, he bought himself a marriage, and this was many years ago, right? So he could do that. And I think they still do that in some parts of the world. He bought himself a marriage, and then he had to win her over. And for that, he had to use a completely different set of skills. He used negotiation tactics to buy himself a marriage. He used his wealth and position. But then when it came to actually having his heart satisfied and fulfilled, he had to use another set of methods and techniques. He got the wife, but he still had to win her over. She, of course, was not too happy at being purchased. It was like a negotiation. And she didn't want to be married to him at all because she's heard things about him. And he did not come from her community, so she didn't want to marry him, but for the sake of her kingdom, she had to marry him, and she did, but she was not happy about it. Not happy. And being a princess, even though she did have control over her words, she still emanated that feeling of not being happy about the situation. And the king, no matter how much money he had, and yes, he could buy her jewels and he could buy her everything, but she already had that from her own kingdom. So even though he was a much larger king, but emperor actually, he was not a king, he was an emperor. But he had to win her over using a completely different set of methods. He had to win her over with, well, he was extremely attractive. So he would make sure that when he practiced his, you know, dueling and all these swordsmanship and all the stuff, and he made sure he took off his shirt. He had to use a completely different set of skills. He took off his shirt. He had a great body, great skin, great hair. So over time, you know, this princess is like, oh my God, he's attractive to me. He would observe secretly her looking at him. He would plan these things and make them happen. And then he would, even though he had all this money, and yes, he did give her a lot of jewels and great clothes, but you see, those jewels and great clothes did not win her over immediately. So what he did was he took her into this room where there was a certain source of light, and it, at a certain moment during the day, would come in through this little hole when the sun was positioned right there, and it would brighten up everything in that room. So in that room, there were a lot of mirrors and other beautiful objects, and they all got lit up. So he made sure that he brought her there when this phenomenon was going to happen, when this thing was going to happen, and she was amazed by the beauty. So you see, even though he had the money and he could have this room constructed, correct? But he still had to have the foresight and bring in that love part of him, the one that wins your soulmate, and bring her into the room and show her this absolutely beautiful, beautiful scene. And she was immersed in it. And so the jewels and the gold and all that stuff and clothing did not win her over, but the care that he took to show her this magnificent sight started to win her over. So he used another set of techniques and methods. And that is the methods that you win your soulmate over with. And you please them. So you see, there's a big difference between giving somebody jewelry and clothing, which is great because a lot of women are made happy by that. But she already had her own, you know, she was a princess. So he couldn't please her too much with that. But when he arranged for this perfect moment for her, and it showed him taking effort to arrange this gorgeous thing, knowing that she would be happy looking at it, it absolutely won her over. It's like somebody taking you to Grand Canyon, and even more than that. So your soulmate manifestation techniques has to be on a different level. It has to be where you make somebody really, really happy and you bring them that energy that shows that you care. Of course, we are going to continue with this next week. And in the Good Fortune Show, we can touch upon these things. And in the meantime, I've got this thing that, okay, I need to, the show's at the end. And we want to wish you a fantastic week ahead, a wonderful rest of the day. And remember, we're meeting again for the Good Fortune Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So until then, this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries, and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.